In this bulletin, testing rates in New South Wales still too low to ease restrictions. The Northern Territory government makes the use of masks mandatory on planes and in airports. And in tennis, more criticism of the Australian Open quarantine requirements. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The New South Wales government says testing rates are still too low for it to relax coronavirus restrictions. No new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the state for 2 days, and just two additional infections have been identified in hotel quarantine. More than 10,600 people were tested in the 24 hours to 8pm last night, which is an improvement on the previous day's numbers. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's still not high enough.
For us to have confidence to ease restrictions, we need to have significant opportunity to see those testing rates go up, so we have confidence that we haven't missed any cases of strains of the virus undetected in the community. So I do urge anybody with the mildest of symptoms, no matter where you live, to come forward and get tested.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Paul Kelly, says Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration and Foreign Affairs officials are working with Norwegian authorities to obtain more information after the deaths of elderly people who took the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Kelly says Australia has waited to do a full assessment to get all the information that is coming from other countries that are rolling out the Pfizer vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine, as well as the Moderna vaccine and others. He adds, while the experience of other countries will be taken into account, it will not delay the rollout of vaccines in Australia, subject to approval by the TGA. The Northern Territory government is making the use of masks mandatory on planes and in airports. The move is in line with the national approach to come into effect from tomorrow. International and domestic aircrew are also required to have a COVID-19 test upon arrival into the Northern Territory if they haven't had a test in Australia in the previous 7 days.
We do have a formal exemption process, and there are a list of professions, including healthcare workers, parliamentarians, construction industry, a whole lot of essential services, and we assess those on case-by-case basis.
Federal politicians who live in Sydney coronavirus hotspots will be allowed to apply for an exemption to enter the ACT to attend Parliament. The ACT government is removing travel restrictions for people from Sydney's northern beaches, but 10 local government areas in the city's west will remain hotspots. Non-ACT residents who visited those areas are banned from crossing the border, and Canberrans returning home must undergo 14 days quarantine. Chief Health Officer Dr. Karen Coleman says federal MPs can apply to bypass the quarantine requirement. Meanwhile, South Australian authorities say New South Wales needs to record 14 days without any community transmission of coronavirus before travel restrictions are lifted further. Moving overseas, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he doesn't plan to speak to outgoing United States President Donald Trump ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration this week. Mr. Morrison says outgoing Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have called him in recent days to talk about their terms coming to an end. He says he's used the opportunity to thank them for supporting the alliance between Australia and the US.
They have been a key part of how we've managed that relationship over the last many years. And the cornerstone of that has been an understanding of just how important Australia and the United States are to each other, how shared we are in our outlook about things in the world, the threats to that, and how we can work positively together to deal with those in both of our national interests.
Australia Post will issue a special stamp set designed by Sydney-based illustrator Chrissy Lau to commemorate the Chinese New Year. The Lunar New Year begins on the 12th of February, marking the transition from the Year of the Rat in 2020 to the Year of the Ox. The animal is said to bring a combination of good-natured patience and physical stamina to the year. And to sport, Roberto Bautista Agut has become the latest tennis player to criticise the Victorian government's quarantine requirements ahead of next month's Australian Open. More than 70 players are confined to their hotel rooms for 14 days after passengers on three charter flights tested positive for COVID-19 after arriving in Melbourne. The Spaniard says being in hotel quarantine is like being in prison, and the conditions are taking a mental and physical toll on the players. But Australian Open boss Craig Tilley says most of the event's competitors understand the measures are necessary to keep everyone safe. Let's see what the weather's doing tomorrow across the country. In Perth, cloud clearing, 30 degrees for you. Lovely weather for Adelaide, a sunny 32 degrees. In Melbourne, much the same, 25. Fine weather continuing for Hobart, 22. Sunny as well in the capital, 27 for Canberra. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 21. Cloudy as well in Sydney, 24. Much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a possible shower in 27, showers as well for Cairns 32, and showers with the possibility of a storm for Darwin where it'll be 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.